Welcome to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. Glad you're with us tonight. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, well, hey, let's do it again. Let's see if there was another history-making day that happened in Wall Street. Could it be?
No, it was, you know, it's tough to do this many in a year.
This would be, we'll find out in the numbers segment, if it's the 63rd record closing of the Dow since the election last year. But we're going to talk a little bit about what is going on in the absolute chaos that is virtual currencies, because they had a little bit of fun yesterday. Fun kind of over, but the volatility is all over the place. And look, I tell you what, if you're looking at maybe trying to get some inside stock tips, someone buy stock in Pepto, because there's a lot of people that are giving themselves heartburn over the last couple of days with these things. And they don't even exist. That's the funniest part. It's not even a real thing.
It just cracked me up, you know, when I sent you that text that tulips had broke through 11,000. You knew what I was talking about.
Right. For those who don't, the tulip mania in the 1600s in the Netherlands is the ground zero for bubbles. It's the first bubble that's documented in economics history, and it's amazing the pattern that it established, how closely it's followed by every other bubble that's happened after it. And that's, you're right, that's exactly what Bitcoin looks like. But, you know, that's not too far off what the stock market looks like either. We're jumping in with a fervor, and, you know, just let me go ahead and cut out the middleman here. When we opened the market over 24,000 today, that was a pretty short run-up. It was September that we passed 23,000.
No. If you kind of go back, we kind of predicted here on the show that it wasn't going to be long before that. And if you go back earlier, I don't know if it was, we can say jointly, but we can. But on the show here, what we have talked about is, yeah, this thing's going to 25. And I go back a little ways about that, but that's pretty much the certainty. But, you know, each time we reach a new level like that, it's kind of like you got to reset, and where are we going from here? Sometimes that's scary to think about, but this is a machine that just keeps going.
And I know,
you know, the Energizer Bunny thing.
Well, all bubbles do this. Tulips were doing this until they didn't anymore. And one day someone's going to wake up, and on the other side of that trading desk, no one's going to be there to buy.
I get your reference there. And is this stock market a bubble? Yeah, it is. Actually, it is. At some point, it's going to correct. Historically, they're in place. At what level? How much? When? And I've said this often, could be next month. Could be 4 years, could be 7 years from now. It is coming, and you need to brace yourself for it. Strap, you know, when you all of a sudden start feeling the shake, and just pull those seat belts a little bit tighter and take a deep breath.
So this is a weird place to be in for financial advisors, because it's kind of like being a doctor when it's not flu season. Everyone's healthy, and they're like, we don't need you. But, you know, you get that one that you know, get a tumor or something show up, and all of a sudden they're going to be running at your doorstep. What can people be doing right now to prepare for the downturn? You're the financial guy. What should I be doing? What should the dude listening be doing?
It's a combination thing. When you're looking overall, let's say if you're all in one stock or all in one mutual fund, all in one index, sometimes you have to peel off profits, and then you also have to peel off laggards. And I can tell you some of the discussions this week is we've taken some profit on some positions, not sold on profitable positions, not sold completely out, but have done some profit taking on gains. And the thing is, we know we're going to pick up other positions that are going to make us nice gains. It's just part of our philosophy. It's part of how our philosophy is, and part of how the rules that we go by for selection and buying and stay in the course and exiting on positions. That's kind of built in. We, as I always say, we don't do anything by the seat of our pants. But so some of that is, at some point, you've got to think about taking some profits. Do you go something more conservative with that? We had a caller the other evening that kind of was talking about, well, I want to pull some off the table. And what do I do? Well, treasuries, some short duration bonds, or maybe do that through ETFs, but that's kind of shifting some to be more conservative. Or do you use stops and keep trailing stops moving up to cover you that if this thing turns around? And understanding, if you're holding a number of, say, individual positions to make up your portfolio, you're going to get gap downs at time that just put you out of it. But if you've got nice gains, that's okay. But then once in a while, you're probably going to get some losers in there. Why? They missed earnings and they gapped down. Doesn't mean that you went negative, but then you've got a decision to make. Do I get away from this and go with another winner? But it's at some point you should even consider my favorite 50-50 rule for those that are like, oh, I'm having trouble breathing at these levels. Okay, sell 50%. And tie this in, because a lot of times when it's in the office, people are sitting down with me, I'll give them the 50-50 rule, James. And you've heard this so many times.
Oh, it's solid. I like it.
There. And if they're asking me for it, it's kind of, well, it's Gregory's half right or half wrong. And sometimes it could be even more that, like, look, this is what I would do. But you could also follow my 50-50 rule that sell half, and if this thing does tank, when you're thinking that you feel have this discomfort and it tanks, you're going to be like, God, yeah, he was right. I'm glad I sold 50%. Or it just continues roaring for 4 more years, and you can always get back in what you sold, but you're also thinking, yeah, at Gregory, he missed on this one. I'm sure glad I kept half. And I can tell you the story about GE. The fellow months ago talked to me about GE, and I kind of gave him that story. And what did he do? Actually, I found out because he sent me a thank you note the other day.
You told him to exit half?
I told him what we would do as a firm, as a money manager, we would get away from it. But being that, I don't see where we would have been in it, but if we were in it, I showed him where we would have had to get away from it as a money manager. And then I went to the 50-50 because he's still holding it. And that's the dilemma. What do you do? Because you're still holding it, even though you shouldn't be. So then I went to the 50-50 rule. Well, the thank you card I got from him a few days ago was he thanked me for the advice and he sold it all and was so happy. You know, he'd have taken, look, he'd already lost money on it, but he would have been like crushed if he'd have continued holding on to that. So that's when you kind of think about how do you make these adjustments and get away. It's something you've got to think in the process is where is your pain?
Well, and this worked out when I'm on your email list. How do people get on the email list? They just go to gregoryricks.com.
Yeah, or info@gregoryricks.com.
Yes, float an email, you get on the list, and you send out an alert to people on the list, and it's like, hey.
And if you download the app, you automatically get on the list. It's part of the deal.
Right, because you have to put your email. There you go.
Winning at life.
I've been on the list so long, I did it the old way. I went
Or do the search for Gregory Ricks at your app store. One of those two ways gets you the app.
Now, you remember in August 2015, you sent out an email, and it was, hey, we're getting some signals here. Don't be shocked if the market goes the other way coming up soon. And so I brought it to you on the show. Hey, so you sent this to clients and people on the list, and you explained a few things. Time to get out of some positions, Parker. So I don't have individual stocks. I have what most people have, 401k that I just kind of was leaking money to.
A bunch of mutual fund choices inside of it.
Exactly. And just by going in and without half the knowledge that you have, I can look at charts and I can look at graphs and I can see this one made some money, but it's kind of topping off and going the other direction. I'll unload this guy. This guy was going really slow, but he just started making money. He started ramping up. I'm going to hold on to this guy. You kind of get the feeling for trends and where these things are going and where they're headed and if they're running out of gas. Well,
unless you're on Periscope or Facebook Live, you can't see what I'm about to do. But we looked at a number of positions and reevaluating how they had such a run-up and then kind of a sideways jog, and that's where you got to figure, is this thing done, or can it have another run, or is it about to pull back? And it's nice catching that run, but on going sideways isn't making you money, is it?
No, it's not.
It's always a decision.
But it kind of sounds so complicated. Well, he'll go look in your portfolio and evaluate your positions. It's like, well, I've never evaluated positions before, but this isn't like fixing a jet engine. You go look, you know what a price is, you know what a chart is.
I was in a meeting yesterday and knock on the conference door, and then it opens. Hey, Gregory, can I speak to you for a second? So it was one of my team members.
Ooh, in the middle of a meeting, huh?
In the middle of a meeting, can I get you for a minute? I said, look, I need to jump out the meeting for a sec. I'm sorry. I'll be right back. When I came back into the meeting, I said, yeah, that was Cody that grabbed me. We needed to talk about a security position. You know, as we tell you, what we do is we are monitoring the market throughout the day in all of our positions. And there was where the techs were kind of having a rough day yesterday. We made a decision. Why I stepped out was to okay a trade to sell half of a position that was moving downward that we became uncomfortable with. And I said, that's what we do. And my team knows they can grab me because I'm the one that has the final say on buys and sells.
Well, look, if it has to wait till the end of the meeting, let's say another 45 minutes, stocks can lose a lot of value in 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, it could continue down. We weren't hating on it or anything, but we are part of wanting to keep our gains, right? We make the money. We'd rather keep it, wouldn't we?
I would. All right, financial situations, give us a call, 504-260-0995, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Ways, avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
A fella a few years ago came in to talk to me. His grand plan was to take distributions from his retirement to fund his son's college education. And it was a spend down of his account. And then he came back in a year later after he had started doing so and wanted help. And I told him it was already too late for him, that he had better have a pretty good agreement with that son to take care of him later in life. You better have a pretty good agreement if you're going to go down that road, give out your money, and then expect the kids to take care of you. How are they taking care of you right now, you might wonder. I don't want to be a burden on somebody else, and most of the families I work with don't want to be a burden.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home.
Love me some sweet tea, chicken fried.
Homemade wine, where the peaches grow.
Don't this song always just kind of make you feel good?
Yeah, it's supposed to, and it really knocks it out the park.
Yeah. Hey, this is Winning at Life, live financial talk radio, and yeah, we enjoy us some music too. Some chicken fried. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. That's James Parker. If you have a financial situation, unsure what to do, probably like a little bit of guidance, maybe to realign you a little bit. Maybe it's that lump sum pension, could be that mutual fund. It might be that variable annuity, like why am I having to pay all these fees, or that fixed annuity that somebody's trying to help you with, but yet it's really not suitable to you. So, 'cause we had a caller the other day about a fixed annuity trying to help her, but it just, the numbers didn't jive. Yeah, they could be selling you something, but, and this could go whether it's for mutual funds, ETF stocks, variable annuities, REITs, any number of things. Are they selling or are they advising and truly correlating to your other assets, to your liquidity needs, to your income needs? That's the conversations. And it's not just simply about, hey, I've got 100 grand, I'm not making anything, I want to make something, what should you do? You know, like, what's your retirement timeline? How much emergency money do you have now? See, it's a little bit more complicated. We can start by helping you here, and if it goes deeper, you know to where to reach me during the day. But right now, let's get some help out there. I know you've got a question, and the other listeners, the other tens of thousands need to hear it. And that's not to put any pressure on you. All questions are good. Aren't they, James? All questions are good.
Yes.
Related to money, anyhow.
Yes.
504-260-0995. You could text us through the Winning at Life app. Go to your app store, do a search for Winning at Life. If it doesn't show up, just then do a search, follow it behind with Gregory Ricks. And you could download the app and text us through that as well.
Hang on. Matthew, yes, you can ask a question. There's a new guy over here in Periscope trying to talk to us.
He's waving?
Yeah. Well, he waved, and then he said, can I ask a question? But I don't know about this Matthew guy, because his comment before that is, hey, what's going on in here? Another scandal, perhaps? No, this is scandal-free. I don't know why Gregory installed these buttons under the desk here, but we don't have any scandals so far in this
help.
Media outlet.
That's a help button.
Is that what
we
that's
need
for?
Help.
Okay.
Help.
She's trying to escape. Is that what that's for? The help?
No.
No?
Help. Help me get out of this meeting.
All right. So ask away whenever you type that in, Matt. I'll try and pay attention to it. Speaking of, Comcast stock hasn't done so well since the beginning of the summer. They're the parent company over NBC. I'm just throwing that out there for no reason.
Oh, getting in a little scandal, maybe some scandals out there repeatedly. No, you can go pick that up later. Catch it tomorrow morning for the latest updates. Go to your local national news channel you like tomorrow morning and see what the overnight scandals are. It's released. But I was looking through the newspaper yesterday morning, and actually the part-time Picayune, part-time Yoon, something like that it goes.
Part-time in
the metro New Orleans area, I get delivery of that part-time paper. We actually, at lunch today, talked to a lady that has something to do with it.
A colleague before that we've worked with professionally,
yeah,
in another setting is now I at kinda, the Times Pick.
Since I'm opinionated about my periodicals, I gave her some recommendations, didn't I? I'm sorry, I can't help myself, but there's some things they could do to improve it. But found James Parker's name in the paper. LouisianaTreasury.gov. It's LATreasury.gov. And then there's a tab when you go to that website that is unclaimed. And then there's one for Mississippi as well. I looked up yesterday. I don't recall it, but we can get that for you here in just a moment as well. But I'm looking there, and also my wife, she's in the darn paper as well. Look, how many pages was this, James? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think we counted yesterday 8 pages.
8, 9. Yeah.
Oh, 16 pages.
It's ridiculous. How many pages is worth? Well, I could look at the top. It's numbered. 15 pages, and I needed a magnifying glass, which is those reading glasses I wear, are magnified significantly, to find the names out there. And her initial thought was she had $100, some gift certificate or something unclaimed. And so she sent an email, filled out the email, and they sent her something back listing all the things she had overlooked that has ended up at the state treasury of Louisiana. It was over $2,000.
So I got to look at that tomorrow.
And you still hadn't looked at it. But yeah, you were saying, it's just $50 or so. Well, Stacy thought it was $100 or so. Did you look up that Mississippi one yet?
Yeah, treasurelynnfitch.ms.gov.
That's right. The Treasury Secretary of Mississippi actually has her name in the website you go to. How brilliant is that for marketing for re-election?
From a marketing standpoint, that's great. From statecraft and proper use of taxpayer resources, maybe not. But she'll get a pass because she's absolutely beautiful. This is if we had a pageant for all the state treasurers, she would at least be in the final five. Hey,
you could go and get some money there. And James, I can't wait to hear how much you have hidden away over there, forgotten money.
I will report back to you soon. But it's interesting. Sometimes you make people money. Sometimes you save people money. Sometimes people just have money out and you're like, hey, why don't you just go pick it up? keep typing in your question, Matthew. He's got a long one coming over here. We're going to go to the phones. Melissa Metairie. If you want to be after Melissa, 504-260-0995. How can we help you, Melissa?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the show.
Hey.
Oh, hi. I didn't hear anything. Hey, my name's Melissa, and I'm calling because my husband's 53. I'm 51. We have three grown children now, one in college. And through the course of our life, we've had money, we've had issues, and we finally, in the last year, got to a point where we can breathe. We are able to have a little bit of money, like when I say little, $500. But we're able to begin to increase that. You know, we're saving about $1,000 a month through our 401ks and a small savings account. But we don't know where to start. I mean, we want to retire, you know, in the next 10, 15 years, which doesn't seem possible. But the whole thing is just overwhelming. Don't know where to start.
Are both of you working, Melissa?
Yes, my husband is working.
Are you?
I'm working too, but I work part-time, yes. So,
okay.
We probably have about gross about 85, 95 of income.
Does he have a 401k?
Yes, he does, and he's using it to the max, and I do too.
Okay, so both of you have one. So you have started in the right place, is putting away pre-tax money. So now it's to save outside. And are you telling me that you have another $1,000 a month to save, or that's what's going into the 401k?
Yes, it's finally looking that way in the last couple of months.
Okay. How are you looking on emergency money?
When I say savings, that's what we consider our emergency money. Up until a couple months ago, we had nothing. We were living paycheck to paycheck to pay all of our debts and get caught up.
Okay, this is a lower amount than I like to give out, but you know, if you're saving $1,000 a month right now, I'd like you to save a year's worth of that. You need to at least get to 10 to 12, and then maybe 15 to 16, and then that you can take some of that and still have $10,000 in savings, because you're both working and cash flow's going and you've got excess cash flow, so I think that's reasonable while working. And then you can get to the discussion about what do we do with this extra money we've built up in savings.
Okay.
And then that $1,000 a month that you're saving being added to it. So you could look at Roth IRA, non-deductible IRA. You can look at some after-tax savings. How would you go about that? Well, you could look at some maybe exchange traded funds might be an opportunity there, as long as the market just keeps on doing what it's doing. But the first thing is get your savings lined up. That way, if something turns bad temporarily, you're not having to go grab that money out of that account that you've set up for future retirement. You're grabbing it from savings and fixing it later.
That help?
Oh, fine. It does. I wanted to find out. We both are putting in about maybe $500-$600 into our 401ks a month. And I have a Roth and a catch-up account, but I don't know what that is. It's just part of
means you can put up to $24,000 a year in your 401k. We've got about 20 seconds left.
Thank you for your call, Melissa in Metairie. Some quick catch-up advice?
Yeah, well, she can put up to $24,000. She's not putting $5,000 a month, but they're putting thousands a month in, maybe between them, close to that. And just pick some funds, index, link it, diversify small, mid, large caps and some of the major indexes, and follow this market. And if things get overheated or you get worried, dial it back a bit on the choices.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
Eligible property types are pretty simple on a reverse mortgage. It's a single family home. It's also a 2-4 unit home. So if you have if you live in a double, or let's say you live in a fourplex and you live in one of those apartments, so to speak, out of the fourplex, that qualifies for a reverse mortgage.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo.
That's where Greg's genius comes in, is just knowing to put professionals all in an environment to give the listeners of this show, and knowing that they have a platform and they can get questions.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's leader of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email James at Gregory Ricks.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
There's so much happened in the past 24 hours. I know a lot of us are like big fans of Uber. Hey, by the way, this is Winning at Life. We're live financial talk radio. If you have a question, need a little help, need a little guidance, redirection, 504-260-0995. You know, their burn rate is like, this year's not over, and they've already burned through as much as they did last year. You know, the latest quarter is, what, $1.5 billion.
So they're losing that money giving everyone rides. So you're crazy if you don't.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's a bargain for us to use them. I'm kind of feeling pretty good that, you know, maybe we should have been paying double or something like those cabs that we don't like charge. But think about it. It's a bargain because they've got this thing. They're like global and they still can't make any money.
They're the largest taxi company in the world that doesn't own one cab.
And doesn't make any money.
Man, that's weird. Okay. So what's their news in the last 24 hours?
It's
just the burn rate?
Yeah, the burn rate is like, are they going to get this thing figured out? Because they've even sold bonds and stuff. It's just one day they're going to run out of money. Who's going to keep giving it to them? You know, it's kind of like Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, the guy head of Tesla and the rocket ships and all that, he is a showman. You know, yeah, we can't produce enough, you know, we can't produce the S models like we said we could. But in 3 years, we're going to have this super fast sports car, and you only have to put down the full sales price and wait 3 years. Oh, by the way, we're going to have semis rolling out that roll on electrics, on our stored battery power. They're going to be all that. So he keeps showing, which hides the non-production.
Yeah.
And he's got a pretty good burn rate going as well. But he's actually a publicly traded company that, that could hurt somebody one day.
People are voluntarily throwing money at that, though. That's
kind of interesting.
Can't talk them out of it. They love it so much.
Then that takes us to
Lyft?
Bitcoin.
We gonna do Bitcoin.
Oh, Lyft is something we ought to look into as well.
Lyft. All right. Remember, I signed up for that app that compares both. So I had to sign up for Lyft too. I've never taken one Lyft ride, and they send me an email about once a week. It's like, hey, so you signed up for Lyft but hadn't taken a ride. Here's a $50 gift certificate. Okay, now you sign up for Lyft, but you still haven't done one ride. Here's a $100 credit to your account.
I'm liking that. I downloaded Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've got an update on it, and I still hadn't put in the information to use it. But I'd like to try it. Now there's an app comparing which two.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me they're going to throw some money my way so I get free rides.
Put your information in.
How does that math work?
Look, they hope it's a sticky brand and they'll end up making that money back once you become the regular user. But just put your info in and then they'll start sending you credits and you're going to have to invent rides. I have a $100 credit that expires December 12th is my latest offer.
That's equivalent like the pizza store. You sign up for the pizza app and you don't ever order anything. So they send you $50 gifts. Order some pizzas on us.
Dude, I got a Taco Bell app, so if I'm going to the Taco Bell, I can order on the way, and they'll have it for me ready when I get there. I haven't used it yet, because I haven't been that organized with my life to even know what I'm doing 20 minutes in the future. But I'm looking forward to it. Hey, we had that Periscope question before.
I know, but okay. Let me just add in one thing. This convenience thing is getting complicated.
Yeah, it is. Maybe I'll just wait an extra 2 minutes for a burrito instead of go through all this. So, Matthew, a new guy that never seen him before on the Periscope, welcome to the show. If you want to see how handsome we are, it's pretty devastating. At Gregory Ricks in the Periscope app, or we're on the Facebook Live as well. He says, me and the wife are making retirement contributions, but we have a credit card that is big and growing. Should I back off my retirement and pay off CC credit cards, or stay the course and pay into both? Matthew, the dude.
What concerns me is the debt rate keeps increasing there. He may, in fact, and you have to have a handle on that, and you may, in fact, actually have to reduce what you're contributing to retirement to shore that up. But the concern is we need to get to the bottom of why is the debt going up, and it kind of tells me that he doesn't have emergency money. Because he's using the credit cards that, oh, I'm short this month, but we need this. Or he's watching the Home Shopping Network too much and just buying stuff he doesn't need. Could be that,
Matthew.
But we'll assume not for Matthew, that maybe he's being affected there. So one of the things you need to look at to see why do we have this debt increasing problem is, what is our inflow, money coming in the door of the house versus what's outflowing? Is that continuing to be negative? Because we've got to shore that up and then figure out how to get some emergency money built up so we don't have this problem again, that hopefully at some point we can get back up on retirement. Or what I would like to avoid is stopping it altogether to fix this. Maybe we can fix the two things. And if this debt is from multiple credit cards, you might want to go to zilchworks.com. It's zilchworks.com. For $39, they'll help create you a systematic way to get debt free in a number of months down the road.
So you don't even want to worry about replacing that water until you fix the hole in the bucket.
Yeah, where is this hole? How big is it? How long is it going to continue? We have to solve that.
You see, I would have jumped on the math and said, of course you're going to have to dig into some other source to stop. If it's getting bigger, those things snowball upwards. They snowball uphill. Yeah.
So being that's obvious to us, that's what's happening. He's got to figure out why.
Inflow
versus outflow.
But you know what I would say first? Isn't there somewhere besides your retirement contributions, isn't there something else you can cut?
Well, that's, once again, going back to the source of the water coming into the ship.
That hole in the bucket?
Yeah. The hole in the bucket is you got to figure out what the inflow, outflow. So if the outflow's more, what is it you're doing that's creating that? And can some of that be reduced, eliminated to help shore things up? Ultimately, what do we want to do? Get rid of debt, get into a reoccurring basis to where if we have debt, we pay it off at the end of the month. That's the dream, that you're managing debt on a short-term period instead of a long-term. When you start adding up that interest rate on debt long-term, it's scary because the credit cards aren't giving it for you like it's a 30-year fixed mortgage at 3.9%.
You think Matthew might have a boat? Matthew, if you want to go further, call in 504-260-0995. But I'm going to ask you if you have a boat, just so you know. Fair warning. I don't want to jump you or spike you on your first show here.
What, it's smelling like a boat?
Yeah, because it almost, even just from the couple of little messages he threw out here, he knows what the right answer is. He just needs a little encouragement in the right direction. So it's kind of that, you know, when your dog looks naughty, then you start looking for, all right, what'd you tump over, you know?
You know, just to throw out there, we get a lot of questions in during the show, and there's also daytime hours. You've got an hour each evening with us, 3 hours on Saturday. We do this from 10 to 1 on Saturdays, but you could throw down at the office. Just give us a call at the office. The website is GregoryRicks.com, and all of our contact information is there to reach us office. If you've got questions during the day you would like help with, we'll connect. You can get connected to a service team member or one of the staff advisors or myself perhaps as well.
You want to start the numbers and just continue through?
Yeah, it's a good time to do the numbers. And we got this other crazy investment to finish up the next segment with.
All right. Well, was history made today? Yes, history was made today. In fact, it was pretty cool because when we closed out the numbers segment yesterday, we were just a hair under 24,000. And it was the futures trading had it above 24,000 before the market even opened today. So it opened in record territory. It stayed in record territory. It closed in record territory. And after being at the top of Mount Everest, they managed to climb 331 points higher today. So that's what you're doing after 61 record closes in the Dow in the last year since the election. You're going to find somewhere another 331 points to stack on top of this record. This is getting a little ridiculous, Gregory. This is exponential growth on exponential growth.
Rare air, isn't it?
All right. So, yeah, the financial numbers are in and everyone's partying. It was 1.4% positive on the Dow, the new record-breaking close, 24,272. S&P was up in record territory, up 0.8%, 2647. NASDAQ won 0.75% today, 6873. Russell, Wilshire, all had happy days going up there. We'll do some gold, oil. We'll look at our treasuries when we get back. 504 800-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
What better way to get into the holiday spirit than by watching those great Christmas TV specials? Join JPAS for an all-new stage production that pays tribute to great performers like Red Skelton, Dick Van Dyke, Judy Garland, and others. Don't miss Butch Cares' Holly Jolly, family-friendly vintage TV Christmas special with special guest star Becky Allen. Playing in West Wego, December 1st through 10th. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
So many times investors are emotional and they just keep holding on with the hope that it's going to come back. And that's just like in 08, riding that market down, then you've got to take 5 years for it to get back healthy.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We think we're going to get about $80,000 from the sale of the house. I wanted to know what your advice is on where to invest that money.
Do you plan on buying a home again in the future?
So maybe 5 to 10 years?
I would probably keep it away from risk. And if I was to attach it to risk, I'm probably splitting the money, keeping 40 in savings. And then
okay.
The other 40 you could put to work, but I really think it needs to be conservative. And remember, rule number 3 of my 3 rules, return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So make sure you have an exit with whatever you do.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200. Welcome back. Winning at Life, the Daily Wrap Live Financial Talk Radio. If you'd like to participate in the show, you're very welcome to do so. It's 504-260-0995. 10-year treasuries. We're continuing with the numbers segment. We had interest rates on 10-year treasuries move up a bit today. 1/32nd change. We're at 2.410. Are they pricing in the Fed's rate hike that's coming up here in about 2 weeks? Maybe so. Crude oil still hovering around $57 a barrel. We're showing the last trade at $57.45. For a barrel of it.
OPEC meeting concludes, and they did a little presser in Vienna. And they've all agreed to extend the production cuts out for another, 9 months.
They had to.
Yeah.
Or else oil would drop.
It was supposed to end at the end of March. They were going to go back to producing wildly. But they said, all right, we're going to leave the caps on through the end of 2018. Which they haven't really been adhering to the caps to begin with, so this is all just something to put on paper to make people hope the price is going up.
And they have gotten it to move up, but who is bothering them?
Us?
Shell? Production? Permian Basin?
Yeah, us.
Yeah, us. Yeah, because free market, there's no caps here. And if it was to move to 60 or above, really, I think we're going to see more rigs roll out. And that's, you know, they were just kind of torn over that. But another 9 months, we'll see how this goes. And it's just kind of staying steady at this 57. Look, it's going to show us a moving range here in a little while. We'll find that. Gold at $1,278.30 an ounce. And silver is still under 17 again. You know, it's kind of showing
a, it's under 17. Yeah. Well, it could go to 40 in like 12 days, Gregory.
So says
the gold, the silver commercial guys. Yeah.
Yeah. And the gold salesman, you know, it could be at $5,000 an ounce
in 6 minutes.
Don't hold your breath.
Call now. You get a special wooden nickel.
Silver closed at $16.48. Let me give you the 30-year fixed mortgage rates for those that want to be in the know of it. Same as yesterday, 3.90 on 30-year fixed.
Here's what a lot of people look at when we're at market tops and they want to know if this is for real or if this is a sort of plateauing off. All of our indices, the five that we looked at, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, Russell, and Wilshire, they're all in the positive today. But you go look at the short sheet, it's about half red, half green. There's a lot of red on the short sheet. General Motors, Ford, AT&T, Twitter, Altaba, which used to be Yahoo. Google was down. Netflix was down. Walmart was down. GE is down. Roku was down. Under Armour down. They didn't get the memo that this is supposed to be a record-setting
market.
You had
a record day yesterday, and what happened? Techs basically had a sell-off yesterday. See, where's some of our favorites? Lululemon up. They're at $66.96. That's kind of rare air for them. Under Armour. Ooh, that's ugly. $11.93 there. Got a collar. Where are we at on Fizz?
Bottom of the list.
Bottom.
See, National Beverage Corp, they are $109. They were up 1.7% today.
Oh, nice day for them.
Go pick me up some LaCroix. All right, let's head out to Mississippi. Mike Poplarville, you're next up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. Let's see what we can do for Mike. How you doing, bud?
How y'all doing, buddy? I got a question. I want to refinance my house, but I'm on disability, and supposedly we can't have more than $2,000 in assets. How is that going to affect my disability?
What is your age, Mike?
I'm 59. I'll be 60 in a few months.
Do you have perhaps not just talking and not maybe being accurate, but we'd kind of want to know, do you have more than 2,000 in assets?
Right now, no, I'm about that. You know, I'm legally not supposed to have more than 2,000 in assets. You know, I can have my house and my vehicle.
So there could be an ish out there.
Yeah, you know.
So you're going to have to go through on this refinance. This isn't through the present lender, or they're not offering you a deal to where they don't go look up everything. They're just like, hey, we like you, Mike. We'll just do a refinance at a lower rate.
I'm sorry, I can't hardly hear you.
This isn't your present mortgage firm that would just do a we'll refinance you with a no look at everything. It's not one of those deals, is it?
No, and I'm trying to refinance and get some cash out to I want to do some improvements on my property.
Are you married?
And no.
So it's all on your income.
I'm sorry?
This is all based on your income. You have some
correct
debt?
Correct. And I've talked to a mortgage guy, and based on the numbers I gave him, he looks like I can probably net out $45,000 at the closing. But I'm wondering what Social Security is going to say if I get that kind of cash in my hand, how that would affect my Social Security.
Oh, a cash out refi, would that hit his disability? Would they be ticked at that?
Here's the problem with Social Security disability that I don't care a lot about is they never check. You know, and I don't know how often they look at your bank account or do reporting. That is something you know because you deal with them, is when do they ask you that question of what do you have? Here's two people I would call. And your hypothetical question on the first call you make is the Social Security people. They're the ones, you know, they hold those who have the gold set the rules. Okay. They're the ones controlling your money that go to you. I would run this by them. And if you don't like the answer from whoever you tell them, ask to speak to a manager or ask them where you can go look this information up to get some verification. And then I would probably go to the website and then call these people, mortgagegumbo.com.
Sounds like you talked to Dwayne. Did you talk to Dwayne?
No, I didn't even think of that.
Should have said a mortgage guy. You said the mortgage guy, so we assume
Dwayne's not.
No, that's why I'm sending him to Mortgage Gumbo.
You're right.
MortgageGumbo.com and call them as well about this question.
That is a great idea.
Between the two, you should have more comfort. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's a wonderful idea, guys. I appreciate it.
Good luck on that, Mike.
Okay, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for thinking of us in your financial situation. If you want to be next, you better make it quick. 504-260-0995. Do you had some funky investment over there that you were waving around?
Yeah. It's, you know, you're not going to believe this. But, we looked at this when it was $600. $600. For just this type of coin thing a few years back. And would you believe Wednesday, it acts like tulips. You remember that thing, Tulip Mania? It rose to $9,395 on Wednesday at its high point. And then we've had it slide as low as $9,000. You had it
to 11 on its high point, and then it slid to 9.
Yeah, well, that's what it said. It had its high point, $11,395, and slid as low as $9,000 in volatile trade on today.
You want to hear Charles Payne from yesterday?
Yeah, and then we'll he's going to tell you what we're talking about.
It's just 40 seconds, and then you can build on what he said yesterday.
Of course, today the wildest ride in the market was actually in the Bitcoin market. Let me ask you, if a stock or a major index had rallied 15% to the upside, then crashed 19%, and then finished unchanged, you would say, man, that was a wild year. Well, that describes the last 24 hours for Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency is becoming so hip, Katy Perry asked Warren Buffett about it today, and NASDAQ announced that they plan to launch a Bitcoin futures market in the first half of next year, and Cantor Fitzgerald wants to involve it in derivatives. Fans of Bitcoin point to three key value propositions. First, a limited supply of 21 million. Almost 17 million have been mined. Distrust of fiat currency and corrupt governments, including, by the way, the United States. And anonymity in a world where we are losing all of our privacy.
So what did it do today?
Well, in the past 24 hours, it's dropped $2,000. Boy, does that act like a currency?
Wait, so where's it at now? $7,000?
Oh, I don't know the exact price. I'm just knowing that it's probably, well, just give me a moment.
Yeah, I can Google it. Well, now look, we're
running out
of time.
These important questions there. Look, Warren Buffett told Katy Perry to heed the warnings. One of the things affecting it is lack of coins out there, and that's causing the price to drive up. It's scary. We here forward refer to it as Bitcoin mania.
You're home away from the show, winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Have a good one.
Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.